So you're outdoors putting your horse up, which reminds me of something I just learned about you. You actually were able to ride a lap in the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, and for a horse lover, do you know how big a thrill that is? To take a thoroughbred, former racehorse that I borrowed from one of the jockeys out at the track, and to get to race another jockey from a starting gate around the track and make the lap with helicopters above, ground crews taking pictures below, and just watching this middle-aged woman thump around the track. It was just a wonderful experience until I look at the pictures and go, yeah, I do look sort of middle-aged, but that's okay. The fun Walter Mitty dream come true.
Adrenaline rush, I should imagine.
Totally. Absolutely wonderful.
So, I'm trying to get this clear. Is Dr. Bob McGahee responsible for you?
Absolutely. Everything I learned at Murray State University and Ray Mofield, who is another legend there at Murray State, and Mr. Haney with communications law, all those good lessons you learn about writing. And then, Gary Rodemeyer, who's also a co-anchor or a news anchor here in Louisville, used to be at WPSD in Paducah, was one of my teachers at Murray. And I certainly give him as well a lot of credit for just learning how to write a good news story, which is basically the facts, who, what, when, where, how, and why, which to me today, the news media seems to be a little bit different. There seems to be, in my opinion, more bias in how news is covered today.
Well, that leads me to just jump in and ask you what your top three dictates are for internal dictates for producing quality news. You're basically doing very much the same work now
Right.
for Norton Healthcare in producing those vignettes on different health situations.
Health items of the day. Basically, it's just making sure that the story is factual and that any bias that you might have, you look for that when you write. I'm just, give me the facts. And the reader, the viewer, the listener should be able to decide for themselves based on what they hear. I think the other thing would be to put it in people speak as much as possible, to take on a complicated issue maybe and say, well, here's what the expert is saying, and then maybe run that by the expert. May I break it down this way? Am I changing anything by saying it like this? And then I guess the third thing, if you make a mistake, own up to it and say, yep, I got a correction here, and move on. And I think sometimes pride today gets in the way of people just saying, I made a mistake there. Let's go back and correct that and get it right.
Were you destined from the get-go to do the kind of work you've done? You were the longest-serving female anchor ever at Wave TV in Louisville, 22-year stint. Did you know when you were growing up, this is what you wanted to do?
I think I wanted to do it, but I wouldn't tell anybody because I thought they would just laugh at me. Or when you didn't do it and you told people, you'd be, quote, the failure. I just was always drawn to, and it's not performing, but it was just like telling stories. And these hopefully are stories that are true and accurate. And I just thought that would be a cool job. I mean, Jane Pauley was more of the person I grew up watching on the Today Show. And I thought, gee, I could do that. And when I had that opportunity to do it at, WKMS there in Murray, even though I was scared to death, I realized that there was also that adrenaline rush of getting to do the news.
Oh, let me ask you about that. When were you at WKMS?
When I was a student there at Murray State, I guess it would have been, I graduated high school 75, so 76 through 1980. And so I
Fabulous.
got my start right there on the radio station, and still remember thinking, oh my gosh, when they cue me, will they hear a heartbeat, or will I actually have words coming out of my mouth, because I was so scared. But you get over it. Some people still ask me, when I was still doing the news, do you still get scared? And I said, it's not really a fear, but it's, again, that being on high-level alertness, being ready to go when you see that red tally light come on, or when a floor director gives you a cue, because you just want to make sure you do the best job you can.
Indeed. Now you're, as I mentioned, you're viewable at Get Healthy.
Right, Get Healthy / Jackie Hayes at Norton Healthcare, or a lot of my things I also post on Facebook, and so I enjoy that. It's like taking the most interesting medical news of the day and busting that down into a couple of headlines for Facebook, or writing the whole blog for Norton Healthcare on my blog page. And there's so much happening in health news today in terms of possible cures that may be coming down the pike, or they learn that maybe taking too many vitamins is bad, and here's why. Because I think sometimes we think we're doing the right thing to be healthy, and maybe new research comes out and just, no, actually, you're doing the wrong thing. So being able to share positive news, news that can truly make a difference versus news that will make you depressed, is really uplifting for me. And it's, you know, just taking the good part of doing the news and getting to share good kinds of information.
And Norton, it looks to me they are also repurposing the vignettes on WHAS TV.
Exactly. I do a lot of daily calendar. Like Norton Healthcare is a pretty large healthcare company in the Louisville area. We have like 5 hospitals and almost maybe more than 12,000 employees. And so often we will have perhaps 3-4 items every week, classes on menopause and what to expect, or mammogram myths. What can you expect out of a mammogram, and what should you know, that, you know, mammograms aren't 100% effective, but it's still the best way to catch early breast cancer. And we do this every week. So I'll go on WHAS television and share those calendars of events, or share my stories that I have done with a videographer. You know, videos operate on the web just like they do on television. So it's fun to still get to do stories, again, with hopefully a more informational aim or goal.
2 questions about that.
Mm-hmm.
You're opening yourself up for a lot of personal interaction. You mentioned the mammogram myth, and
right,
that is a very personal topic for you.
It is for me right now. My older sister Debbie, who played for the Lady Racers at Murray State, has advanced breast cancer, and hers was not picked up in a mammogram because she has dense breast tissue. So my campaign right now is to say, for women who know that they have dense breast tissue, you know, a mammogram is, again, that great first start, but it may not be enough, especially if you have a family history. And, you know, that information, I never really knew why that mattered about having dense breast tissue, but I sure do now. And I'm trying to get the word out to women, you know the facts, know that a mammogram is not always 100%. You got to get your annual mammogram once women turn 40. But know that you could have something hiding there that would not show up, especially if you have dense tissue. So that's why I'm really on a soapbox there about trying to get people, number one, get their mammograms, but number two, know the density level of their breast, and know if they have a family history combined, you might also need an ultrasound or MRI.
Well, the direct access to you on Facebook and the blog, again, that is a pretty opening, you know, you're leaving yourself open for a lot of contact. And how are you finding that?
I love it.
Yeah, great.
I absolutely love it because it means that people really are following. You know, I can gauge how many readers I have on a story if people go to Jackie Hayes at Facebook. And Hayes, by the way, doesn't have an E in it, so it's just H-A-Y-S. So find me on Facebook, and then you can get those medical stories. And those stories you want more information about, then you can follow the blog. And I just think it's exciting that regardless if it's television news or radio news or newspaper, you know, if you don't have time to sit and watch that newscast at the time that it comes on, you can turn to the web and get that information anytime. And it's just, it's wonderful to me. It's another way of getting information, but then you can also double check your information. Is this correct? Let me Google it and see what other people are saying.
Yeah,
I love it. It's an information age.
It's a whole new world. Now, I'm curious to know, how do you get doctors to people speak?
Well, you know what? I learned this at Murray. If you don't get it, if you don't understand it, and you keep nodding along like you get it, how are you going to explain it? So I'll just say, I don't understand that. Do you mean this? Or can you bust that down into somebody who doesn't have a medical degree? And they're really very good about it. You just have to remind them that we all didn't go to medical school. Put that in just good people speak information.
Jackie, where'd you grow up anyway?
Paris, Tennessee, right across the state line.
No fooling.
I, in fact, got a special presidential scholarship from Murray State because Henry County, Tennessee, right next door, they won all those Henry County young folks to come in and be Murray State Rangers. So it was wonderful.
Well, you are so kind to talk with me today, and
I've enjoyed it.
Congratulations!
You hear my horse in the background? By the way, he's snorting and kicking it fly. So I hope I haven't interrupted your wonderful interview.
What's your horse's name?
His name is Chipper. He's a wonderful quarter horse, and he is absolutely, you know, people talk about all the money they may spend on therapists if they need them. Well, he is my therapist on a good, pretty day. And, you know what they say, they can't separate a girl and their horse, and my dog is sitting here too. So life is good. And I get to have a job that I love and a family that's grown up doing good things, and I'm very blessed.
Enjoy.
Thank you.